Everybody, welcome to the Christmas Mac Show. Yes, we're here to do the year in Mac, the things that have gone on, all the questions that have been burning the back of your minds. And we've got a few teasers, some hard, some easy, some in the middle. And usual suspects are here to answer them. Willie's on the way. He's stuck in he's stuck on a train for some reason, but he's on the way to Coastal Parkway, and he's going to walk over here when he's done, and he's going to join the window lickers team that are down here at the front. Doc is starting us off top left. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Keeping busy. Insanely busy is the proper terminology.
Were you working till Christmas Day and all that kind of crap and delivering by hand in the evening?
Yeah. That's the ticket. Right now I'm building 50 tables for a restaurant, and my hands are killing me.
You got red on the... See, you're going to masquerade as Santa, aren't you?
Yes.
Come 24th, you're going to be taking over. Ho, 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 everybody, Santa here.
I go by the moniker of Blanta. It's a little different.
Black Santa.
There you go. And then after, it's My Lanta. You guys have My Lanta in the UK?
Is that a cocktail?
No. My Lanta is the stuff you drink for your stomach when your stomach is all jacked.
All right. Okay. No, I got that.
Oh, gosh.
Next name is Adam.
Hey.
Nice floral shirt, mate. Like that. That's very good. Very Hawaiian.
Yeah. I had put on my Southern California holiday clothes.
Excellent, mate. Are you already? Have you been scrubbing up on all of your knowledge over the Christmas period?
Absolutely. I'm ready to go.
Okay, good man. Next to him, Patrice, back after 2 weeks of absence. You lazy bastard.
I wish I had been lazy. No.
I bet you did.
But I have another bridging day or something.
Today?
No, actually, my vacation started today, so I had the day off.
So that's it. You're done now till next year.
I'm done, more or less done for the rest of the year. I have a couple of meetings here and there, but yeah. I'm coming to Hawaii in about a couple of days. So.
Yeah.
I hate you even more, mate. I hate you even more. Someone who's given up. Will you two behave? I got Muller and my son who are behaving like a pair of 14-year-olds, which would be sad apart from the fact that one of them is 14.
The other one isn't.
You can just mute them, right?
Is that the image flip picture you've just put up in the chat room? Oh, God, I might not want to click this, otherwise we won't get a show. Oh, that's priceless. If you want to know what that is, you're going to have to go to britishitnetwork.com/chat and navigate to the 15th of December at 16:34, and then you'll know. There we go. James, you're back from you've given up the south of France to come to Ironbridge for Christmas.
Yes, I'm back in my mother-in-law's beautiful home. Here in Shropshire, it's lovely. Snow on the ground, so I've not been snow for a while, so it's lovely to come back and see that. And lots of fun and frivolity since I've been here.
Now,
lots of
fun. We do need to be updated on the Mac Pro saga, because people will be thinking, what the hell's gone on? And there is another saga, actually, that's developed with Adam that we talk about as well. But what's that? What's this? Let's do the good news. James, tell us about your
good news. It's here.
With Kaby Lake.
With Kaby Lake, it's the 2.9 Mac Pro. I've got the space gray, which is lovely.
You got a choice. Bloody hell.
Oh, yes. I have a choice of that. Beautiful. So anybody who's watching live, I've obviously holding my MacBook Pro. So I'm talking to you from the MacBook Pro as we speak, and so far, it's been an absolutely brilliant experience. The guy at Exeter, Princess Hay, have been brilliant. Manager came over. Saw all the notes and thanks to God, just said, okay, which Mac would you like?
What, didn't he start with sorry?
Oh, yeah,
I mean, for Christ's sake. I mean, after the way you were treated. But talk to me. Right, so you've actually been treated fairly well in comparison. Adam, tell us.
I'm all right. I'm just dealing with Apple. It's the same thing kind of James was going through. It's like more and more these days, you gotta fight for what's right from Apple. And it didn't have to used to be that way. But no, my Apple Watch Series 2, I noticed a couple of weeks ago that suddenly I could kind of see a little slight seam around the display, and I didn't remember noticing that before. And then the other day, it was last week, the screen just kind of fell out. Like it was, everything was working. It's just like the glass panel fell out of the frame. And so it was just like, oh, well, that's weird. It's like the glue failed. And so I take it in and the genius looks at it and says, oh, I think you've got a swollen battery. We'll take care of that. No problem. You know, swollen battery. So they send it in, and then, few days go by and I get an email with some like really bad images from the repair center, and they say, nope, battery's not swollen. If you want it repaired, it's $250, which is the standard, you know, out of warranty repair cost. And it's like, can you just stick some glue on there and stick it back in? Like, that's $250? I don't think so.
Are you not paying it, surely?
No. So yeah, I had to escalate it up chain, and I got an advisor, and he's looking at my case.
So what I'm saying is,
going to get back to me, but
there's no need for us to go to Tim Cook over this.
Like, not quite yet. I mean, the reality is, it's a $16 part on iFixit. So if they won't do it, I'll order the part. I'll stick the glue strip, the 3M glue strip, and I'll pop it back in, and life will move on. But it's just stupid, It's just like, it's just not the Apple that we're used to these days, and it's a little disappointing.
It's not the Apple that Steve died for.
Oh God. Ooh, not going there, but I don't know.
I'm joking. Steve was a lovely man. And last but by no means least, two people who their average age is actually lower than my son's mental age anyway. We've got especially in Muller and Ellis, who to say they wind each other up is really an understatement. Ellis, why have you got a microphone?
Because he's on it.
No, there's two of them, you muppet.
Oh, do they work?
Well, I don't know. The spare battery's beside you.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Hello, mate. You have a good day at school?
No.
Is your science teacher, not your science teacher, is your media teacher giving you crap anymore or not?
Oh, I hate him.
All right, moving on. That's on file now, by the way. Muller, you all right, mate?
I'm fine, yeah.
Excellent, mate. Cool. Superb.
Yeah.
Here we go, then. It's the Christmas quiz. Are you all ready? I've done myself proud this year because the old fat bastard's not here. This fat bastard's here. I've done 36 questions. So we should be going for more than the usual 30 minutes, which this show normally lasts. So there we go. Pick a number between 1 and 36. Doc, do make a note, by the way.
22.
First question to Doc. The Steve Jobs opera premiered in which city this year?
Oh. Is that a multiple choice?
No, there's one answer. The right answer or the wrong answer? That's the multiple choice, if you like. The right answer or the wrong answer, so.
I think it's Cupertino.
It is the wrong answer. Throwing it open. Who's going to buzz in?
New York.
Oh, I go on then. Let's have Adam. I'll let you have that one. Go on.
I think I have a 50-50 on this. I'm going to go with Santa Fe.
Santa Fe is the correct answer.
Ooh, that's good
answer. Unreal.
Do you even know the way to Santa Fe?
Another way to.
Well, you'd be. Was that an Apple Maps reference?
What's cool about it is the theater that they did it in. The whole back wall opens up to the Santa Fe landscape. So at one point during the thing, they just open the entire back of the theater, and it's open to the just to the plains and the sunset.
This is where you go, Siri, navigate to Santa Fe, and she comes back with, I don't know the way to San Jose.
I'm going to look for love. There you go.
Bad luck, Doc. Adam, your question.
Let's go 14.
14. Wistron supply components to Apple for the iPhone, but where did it move its production to this year?
India.
It's the correct answer. 2 points. Who's keeping score, by the way?
You?
That's good.
I can't do that as well.
Yes, you can.
Oh, God. I'll try.
How many did I get for the pickup? Do bonus. I still get two or only one?
You got one for a bonus.
Okay.
So you got 3 points. No one's got anything yet because we've only done 2 questions. It's not hard so far. the horrors of Ellis and Muller keeping score. Jesus.
Should I be keeping my own score?
Yeah, Patrice. Yeah.
Let's go with 29.
29. Who appeared in the Computer History Museum this year? Who appeared at the Computer History Museum this year?
Oh, that's a tough one. I would say it was an original Apple One.
It's the wrong answer.
Shit.
It's a who as well.
Well, at least he learned to swear in English.
Yes.
Anyone want to... who's coming in with an answer? Who appeared...
Me, AirPods.
Is the wrong answer.
Will Green.
Oh.
He's definitely the right answer because he's still...
He's saying who?
He's saying
Tim
who?
Cook.
No, you're going to kick yourself, fellas.
I'll guess. Can I make a guess?
Why, because you Googled it?
No, I haven't. No. Hands up.
The Angela.
Come on. Scully.
No, it's Scott Forstall. That's an oh, come on question, isn't it?
No, not
you
really.
Know you should have got that one.
No.
What do you mean? Scott Forstall gave his big speech about the iPhone development.
That was 29? Oh, that's right. He did.
Yeah.
He talked about the firing, right?
I'm pretty sure most of the answers are correct, fellas. Just
No, you're right. They did an interview with him, and he talked about
that's right.
The firing and his new Broadway career.
That was right. James, give us a
number one, please.
Oh, number one. What was described as a celebration of the joy of music this year?
Jesus.
What was described as a celebration of the joy of music this year?
Don't remember.
iTunes.
No, wrong answer, mate.
The U2 album they gave away.
I was going to say that.
These questions are too hard.
The iTunes live in London.
No, because that didn't happen.
No,
the home cancelled. No, you're going to kick yourselves again. You're going to kick yourselves.
AirPods?
No, it's Carpool Karaoke.
Oh, jeez.
Which based
yeah,
on
banned, which I know based, I banned that one
based on the first episode, I've really got a frigging question.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a celebration, right?
Wow.
Ellis and Muller, team Windowlicker.
Oh, they're in on this?
Yeah, of course they are.
Oh boy.
Ellis, pick a number between 1 and 36 that hasn't gone.
Six.
Six. In May, what percentage of AirPod users said they were satisfied with their product? I'll give it to you within three.
Within three?
Either way.
I'd say 95, wouldn't you? 95. Because that'll give us a mid-90s. Yeah, 95.
It's correct. 98%. Well done, mate.
Hey. Well done. Is that 2 points?
2 points to the Windowlickers. Well done, mate. Excellent. Will's got to join the Windowlickers.
I got
to
step it up.
Yeah, we're joint first.
At the end of round one, the scores on the doors are?
Matt Gast is on two and we're on two.
No, I have three.
He's got three. Matt Gast got three.
Oh, my God.
Now, this is the point where I let you know there are two Christmas crackers in here. And the Christmas crackers are questions which have 5 or 6 points available because there's lots of answers to it. So if you get a Christmas cracker, potentially you could get 6 points. So there you go. Doc, it's your go, mate. Pick a number between 1 and 36. That hasn't gone.
Eight,
good pick. The Australian consumer regulator sued Apple over which cock-up this year?
The length of the warranty.
No. Bad luck, mate.
Is it open?
Go on,
yes, it's open.
Is it about them giving away people's details when they were spying on their 3G connections?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Was it about the map data?
No. Which cock-up was it that they sued them over this year? You're going to kick yourselves. You're really going to kick yourselves.
Hold on.
What's the question?
Come on,
look at our concentrated basis. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Sued Apple for.
I know.
Go on. You know, because he's Googled it.
You damn Skippy. For bricking iPhones fixed by third-party repair people.
Error 53, that's right. Well done, mate.
Error 53.
No, wait, no, but marks. He got that with a Google search?
Yeah, no, he can't get that with a Google search. No points. Anyone who Googles it.
Shut up, Adam.
You can't, no, come on, fellas.
Six in the morning.
I only ask you for a bit of decorum and honesty once a year.
I can get them all right with Google searches.
Yeah. Once a year, I just say, come on, be honest.
Man, my president is Trump. I can search shit if I want.
You really think he
No, your lawyer searched it, not you.
Oh, that's right.
No, because if you searched it yourself, all you get back is North Korean missile.
Rocket okay. Man.
That sounds like a venereal disease.
All right. That was Doc's question. Bad luck, mate. You're right. Adam, pick a number.
36.
Oh, bottom of the shop. We all know Apple's been working on autonomous vehicles this year, apart from Will Green, of course. But which rental firm did they were allegedly partnered with them for this? And they later denied it, so that's a clue. We all know that Apple's been working on auto. It was Hertz. Correction. Did well. Correct. Two marks.
I'm sure he's Googling.
Doing well.
He's got that too quick, mate.
He's Googling.
He's got a friend in the room.
Yeah. He runs
I'm going to hold my hands up.
Yeah.
Adam, no, right, hang on. And if Adam was a cheat, he would have won this before now, and he's never won it.
Oh, no. Right.
So that's...
Yeah, maybe because he's never won it, he's cheating this year.
Oh, I won it the first time.
That's Ellis. That's called liable in this country, and it's not good. Okay, so just take the higher path.
Did I win it the first year? I had won the first year by a wide margin.
At least you know he didn't ask Siri.
Take the higher path.
Exactly, I was going to say that.
If I asked Siri, I'd lose for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey Siri, where are cinemas near me? That would be Hertz. Patrice, pick a number.
I'm going to go for 17.
17. WikiLeaks announced that Apple were under threat by specialist unit to crack iOS. Who was the specialist unit working for?
Specialist unit.
The FBI.
The no, is the wrong answer.
I got the distinct feeling I'm going to lose this year.
Wasn't it CIA?
James gets a point, CIA. Well done.
Nice job, James.
Well done, James. CIA have got a specialist unit who do nothing else but look at cracking iOS. According to WikiLeaks, allegedly.
Bollocks.
I don't think it's probably bollocks. I think it's fairly true, probably. But
yeah.
Who's next? Yeah. It's James. That was your question, wasn't it, Patrice? Yeah, it was. So, James.
Till he's number up. Two, please.
Number two.
He's going right in order.
He is. There's an OCD issue here, isn't there?
Sorry.
In January, Apple's arch rival Samsung revealed the results of what? In January, Apple's arch rival Samsung revealed the results of what?
Their pregnancy.
Is it the S8 disaster?
I'll give you that. It's the S7 fire investigation, yeah. The Note 7 in fire investigation.
The battery thing, yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you that. James. That's fair enough.
Do we get points?
James is at 3.
2 points to James.
There you go.
Are you two keeping up all right?
Yeah.
I've got the scores. Just jumped ahead. James just jumped ahead of Ellis and Muller.
Yeah, he's on fire.
Wow.
It's our question now, anyway.
I clicked the wrong button. There we go. Right, Ellis and Muller. Ellis, are you tired, mate?
Yeah.
Well, we're not having number 9. Because we're going to leave that to Patrice.
Again.
Have you seen the questions? Or something?
Number 9.
We're going to have 10.
Number 9.
This is a toughie. In May, who was named the first editor-in-chief of Apple News?
Which number did they pick?
Number 10.
I have no idea. Do you?
In May, who was named the first editor-in-chief of Apple News?
Steve Jobs.
Funny enough, wrong answer.
The ghost of Steve Jobs, then.
Throwing it open.
No clue.
This is a hard question. I've
Ellen Powell.
Nice try, but no.
Trump. It's fake news.
Walt Mossberg.
No.
Walt Mossberg.
Warren Buffett.
Chief Arslicker. No, it's Lauren Kern.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that was one of the toughies. That was one of the real toughies. There we go. So at the end of round two, Muller.
I'm going to have to put that on the wrong one. So
Adam has 5, Doc has 0, Patrice has 0, James has 3, Muller and Ellis have 2.
Okay, so yeah. Adam's keeping score from now on.
Yeah, he's keeping score. He's easy.
Yeah, and we call it 22, 14, 29, 1, 6, 8, 36, okay. 17, 2, and 10.
Yeah. Doc, pick a number, dude.
I'm going to block James, so I'm going to pick 3.
Oh, no. three for the block, Ewan. 3 for the block.
3 for the block. Tim Cook auctioned off another lunch this year. How much do you raise for the RFK Center?
Ooh.
I'll give it to you within the nearest 30,000.
Whoa.
Either way. So that's 60,000 spread. Come on, man. That's okay.
It was 522K.
No.
120,000.
No.
A billion. 1 billion?
650.
It was 680. Well done, mate. Point to Adam.
He's keeping score now.
$680,000 to have lunch with Tim Cook. He took it in. He gave you Johnny's sushi that he'd spat out the day before in the canteen. And you could have brought
you even said last week that that cafe had pretty darn good food.
Food was awesome.
That food is amazing.
That food, Bison Burger, was incredible.
You would pay that much.
And the thing is, you could have bribed an employee outside for $20 to go in. That's what we did.
I'm a little bummed that the new visitor center cafe is really just like a little cafe and not a restaurant.
Is it a
FYI? Well, there's a kind of things. I've in terms of bucket listing, though, mate. I've wiped off the last Macworld event there ever was. I was at and I spoke at. No one's going to take that away. And I went to Cafe Mac on the old campus, and you know that's up there with the
pretty cool good
stuff in it. I'll take
it. It really is. Yeah,
I'll take that. Whose go is it?
I'm going with 24.
24 for Adam. In September, which Apple product was officially declared obsolete?
Adam's watch.
In September. Which official product?
I know this.
Go on.
iPod Nano.
It's the right answer. God, he's pulled it out of nowhere.
He was waiting for Siri.
I was trying to remember which iPod it was.
iPod Nano was declared completely obsolete.
I was just going to say iPod, but then I didn't think you'd give it to me.
No, I wasn't going to give it to your iPod. No question. Patrice, pick a number.
I'm going to go 9. For 32.
9.
He's not picking 9, is he? No matter what. There'll be when we get there, there'll be something obvious that you'll all enjoy. Yeah. That's all I can say. Okay?
No one picked the tree.
Question 32. The Amazon Prime app came to the Apple TV this year, but in what month was it officially announced?
It was June.
It was correct answer. 2 points for Patrice. Well done.
Well, that was easy. What a softball.
Yeah, that one.
I keep getting hard questions and you can...
Well, I told you. See, I did say there's some really hard ones, there's some mediocre ones, and there's some really easy ones. There you go.
See? Yep, there you go.
That's the way good quizzes are made up, and I make good quizzes.
And I've answered in honor of Patrice, I claim Bullstein.
So far, so.
You claim what?
Bullstein.
Bullstein.
Oh, Bob Beach got Lauren Kern. I've just looked at Bob. It looks like he got it. Hang on, what time did he get that?
After you said it.
4:51. So that actually, he probably got that on without Googling. Well done, Bob.
You guys can't put them in the chat because
point to Bob.
I've got
Beach.
The chat open.
Point to Bob Beach.
Till number 5, please.
Oh, James needs to go clearly.
He's taking number 5.
Oh, he's jumped 4. He's jumped 4.
I want to throw it up a bit.
My OCD's gone haywire. In January of this year, Apple announced a record 78 billion what?
Downloads?
Wrong answer.
No, okay. Wow. Okay.
8 billion.
In January this year, Apple announced a record 78 billion watt. When you think about that logically, James, 78 billion downloads just has horse shit written all over it.
I'm an impulse.
iOS devices?
Oh, that's
no.
Profit?
Yeah. iPods sold.
Don't whisper it to me. Shout it out.
The answer was dollars of revenue.
I just said that.
It wasn't profit, but okay. I'll give Muller a point.
Hey, Muller gets a point.
Okay. Well, yeah, we're together.
And Ellis. I'll give Muller and Ellis a point. It was dollars of revenue. All I needed was dollars.
Wow.
I told you there were some easy questions. You're trying too hard.
Yeah, they're
underthinking
it.
They're trying too hard.
Windelickers, James Ellis.
Yep.
Should we have nine? Should we have nine?
No. We'll leave that for Patrice.
We should have four then.
You got to leave till there's nothing left.
Yeah, let's have four.
Four.
OCD. Yeah. Use the mic. I found someone who's got a shitter type mic technique than Muller. It's my son, unfortunately. Yeah. In April, Apple said one of its products was still very important, but it said nothing else for the rest of the year. What was the product?
Is it the Mac Mini?
It is the Mac Mini. Yes. 2 points. Well done.
Brilliant.
The boys are five. In the fact that Ellis had nothing to do with that answer.
What number was that? Nine?
That was four. Mate, no one is picking nine. You know no one is picking nine. At the end of that round, Adam, the score's on the doors.
I have 8. Doc has 0. Patrice has 2. James has 3. Ellis and Muller with 5.
Oh, so Adam's streaking out a lead. All to do, Doc. All to do, mate. He's got a serious look on. Look. See, look, he knows. No,
he's called a sleep look.
The thing is, you could get the Christmas cracker right now and you could bring yourself right back into it, couldn't you? That's the thing you've got to think of.
Yeah, my people don't do so well with crackers.
You know, you pick 16. You pick 16, mate, and you could get a Christmas cracker that would get you right back in it.
Roy Moore tried picking 16 and he didn't get elected, so I'm going to pick an Ellis 14.
It's already been picked.
No, 14's clear.
Oh, that was the second one. I'm looking at the list of numbers right now.
14's gone. 14's gone. 14's gone, yeah.
Second question.
I will pick 15.
16.
He said 15. Nope.
It's your fucking question. Pick 16.
You said 15.
Okay, 16, damn it.
No. 16 is a Christmas cracker.
Peer pressure.
Oh, come on. Fellas, he's on 0.
Peer pressure.
I mean, for Christ's sake, he's Black Santa.
Pressure.
Yeah, special Ed. I know I should have put whiskey in here instead of coffee.
Right, you got a Christmas cracker Christmas. Here. You've got 6 points available here to you, mate. Right. You ready? And it's not a hard question for you. Ooh. Apple released...
All islands in Hawaii. Okay, go.
Apple released 5 pro apps for the education market in a bundle this year. What were they? And how much would they have cost if you paid the normal price? They released 5 apps for the education market at $200 this year. But what were the apps and how much would you have normally paid for them? You can take a guess at that. I'll do it within $50 either way.
I think one of them is a fart app.
Fart piano. Fart piano. There's one from Molly, yes. 5 pro apps.
Okay, so the 5 pro apps have to be Final Cut Pro.
1.
Logic.
2.
X. Logic Pro X. I guess that would include Motion.
3.
More than Motion. Or just the
motion would also mean that it includes Compressor.
4.
And...
The dang other...
it. Oh, Jerome just texted me, messed up my flow. What is the last pro app? Oh, I can't believe I didn't know this. Hold on, wait. We got Final Cut, we got Motion, we got GarageBand.
That's not pro app for Christ's sake.
I didn't mean to say that.
James, hold on. Can't say that.
Notes. There we go. There's the 5th pro app.
It wasn't Soundstage then.
you guys are killing me. Man, I cannot think of the last.
James is trying to help you here, but he's.
I can't believe I'm so stupid.
Getting it wrong.
He's close, but no cigar.
Well, I'm not listening to James.
Well, you should be, because that would give you the answer.
Chat room. Oh my God, why?
I said it out loud, and he hasn't said it.
Shenanigans.
Because I can't hear when you guys are shenanigating.
Right, so James put in the chat room soundstage, which is the wrong answer, because it's not called soundstage. It's called...
No, it's the live main performer stage. App.
Main it's stage, main... so he's helped you there. There you got your five main staff. What the hell's main stage?
It's main stage.
Have you been watching too much porn again, James? So you got your five apps. There you go. Now all you got to do is tell me how much they would normally cost to within $50 either way.
What? Let's talk them up. Logic Pro is 200. Final Cut Pro is 300. So 200, 300 is 500. Motion is 50. Compressor is 50. So that's 600. Main stage is $150. So that's 750. That's it. $750.
Oh fuck! try $629.95.
What?
Yeah, well done, mate. You got 6 points. Congratulations, Doug. Oh, well done.
You're giving him six, but oh man,
I'll give him five. I'll give him five out of six. There we go.
All right,
there you go. That's good.
Come on, we're gonna keep it interesting, boys. It's not like it frigging matters.
Doc just tied. Second place with Ellison Muller.
Yeah. We know nothing.
And I'm lost.
I'll give away a free Tombola £5 credit. There you go.
Oh, wow. Okay, mate. There we go.
Is it encouraging you to gamble?
It's all to play for.
Doc, you owe me a beer.
Okay.
Or several.
I'll send it back with Patrice.
Okay, mate. Do it. That'd be great. Send something back with Patrice anyway.
I just send you my Ajit Pai meme.
Adam, pick a number, please, mate.
34.
34. Which American cell provider offered unlimited services to anyone who switched to them this year?
T-Mobile?
No, wrong answer.
AT&T?
Wrong answer.
Verizon?
Wrong answer.
It's one of the dumb ones, like Cricket.
Well, we only got one more, Patrice. Say Sprint.
Google.
Point to Patrice Sprint.
We only have four, damn it.
That's only because Patrice actually said Sprint.
Yes.
He did say Sprint after Doc told him to.
Darn it.
No, I was about the same time.
Oh, man. Nice job, Patrice.
Yay.
Woo. Patrice, pick a number.
I'm going to go for 21.
You're right, James. Don't die before the end of the count. We've never lost a soldier yet, mate.
Oof, come here.
Which US phone company offered 200 gigs of data to purchasers for a new iPad if they purchased it in May of this year?
T-Mobile?
I'll give you a clue. It's not a Sprint. T-Mobile's the right answer. 2 points to Patrice.
Oh, man. Now it's a close race.
Man, see, it's much more fun when you cheat. It's much more fun when you cheat.
Who's excited?
I didn't.
The sex-cited person in the chat room.
Come on, James, you got to get this one to have a four-way tie for second.
This is the closest. Go on.
With 31.
31. Where was WWDC held this year?
Oh, for God's sake.
See, I told you there was easy ones, but he doesn't know.
Now. I don't know the theatre name.
Do you know the way?
It's the way to Amarillo.
Santa Fe.
Misa, I know, sir.
Oh my God,
Misa,
you're kidding
Misa,
me.
Misa. The Steve Jobs.
Even Will would have got this
Steve
one.
Steve Jobs Theatre at the new HQ.
It's not.
It wasn't new HQ.
Muller's wrong.
Yeah, it's not.
Come on then, Adam, jump in.
San Jose.
A bonus point for anyone that can tell me the centre.
San Jose
Center.
Random shot.
Oh, crud.
point for Adam name. For San Jose, but what's the center?
I know IMAX, it. Hold on.
IMAX.
Think law.
Oh, Jesus.
FBI
what's
building?
The guy's name?
Anyone? Even Google?
The music promoter. Mm.
Anyone who's even gone to Google to find out where it was?
Yeah, I can't remember.
I'm not going to do that.
No, McInerney Convention Centre.
What's that going to do with law?
It's the what?
Jay McInerney. He was a litigator in America.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
But it's not his center. I just thought the McInerney thing would get you going, but there you go.
But I get that's a point for San Jose?
Absolutely.
Okay. I
don't
slunk that one.
James, I'm disappointed, mate. You should have got that.
I tried to feed it to you.
Ellis.
Yeah, sorry.
Muller, pick a number.
That's a dog.
Microphone needs to go closer to your mouth.
All right.
But not like you're
the other end.
That's good. Pick a friggin' number.
What are you doing?
He's trying to pretend his mic spoke. 33.
Sorry, that's good.
33's not gone, no, you're
33.
Fine.
Yep, 33's open.
What did security developers demand from Apple this year?
Their firstborn.
it's the right answer. Well done. No, it's not.
Security developers.
Throwing it open.
We haven't had a chance to
go on, you get one. That was a joke. I do appreciate that. Go on. What did security developers demand from Apple? Ellis, don't stop looking around like you know.
I don't know, actually. I said he's whispering it. I can't hear him.
Say it louder.
Don't say it louder. Go on.
No, you helped Duff.
Throwing it open.
Back door.
No, they didn't ask for a back door. Why would security developers ask for a back door? Jesus.
They asked for a bounty for the things that they find.
They asked for bigger bounties. Point to
there
Dark.
You go.
What number was that?
Why were the one chocolate bars?
Nice
33. Dabbing because he deserves it. It's the first one he's got without any help.
What's happened to that?
So point to Doc.
They want a bug bounty program.
Well, they want a bigger bug bounty program, don't they?
Well, it depends on what you're talking about, because there's one for iOS, but there's not a bounty for Mac.
What has he done?
At all.
I don't know. He's logged back in.
What have I done? What do you mean?
We can't see.
See anything. You've logged us out.
Oh, okay. While we're doing that, and I'm getting everyone back on, Adam, what are the scores on the doors at the end of that round?
I have 9. Doc has 6.
Yes, 9.
Patrice and Ellison Muller are tied at 5, and James is bringing up the rear with
crying.
9.
9.
9.
That's kind of weird. I didn't realize it did that. So apparently, if you go into screensaver, when you come back, unless it's rebooted itself, of course, it gets all the screens, the VNCs off. So that's a bit silly. Doc, your pick, mate.
Oh, my God. Becky, look at her butt. let's go 35.
35. The U.S. Supreme Court finally told Samsung to shut the up about a patent dispute this year. What was the patent that they told them to shut up about? It's a good one. You're going to kick yourself. The U.S. Supreme Court finally told Samsung to shut the fudge up about a patent lawsuit this year. What was the patent?
Leather.
I know.
Multi-touch?
I know.
Wrong answer. Muller habit.
Point to James knew it as well, so let's have a point each for James and a point each.
But what did James say?
James knew it. He said swipe to untouch.
Untouch.
Unlock.
touch. You're giving a point. You're giving a point to each of them.
Yeah, they can both have a point. That's fine. They both knew it. They both were there or thereabouts. Muller was a little bit more aggressive. James was a bit more passive. James was a lesson.
I actually showed you how to do it. Yeah.
Exactly. And pick a number.
Oh, I'm going to go with 30.
30. What did Tim Cook say would be as important as having a website for retailers this year?
I need something to sell.
I know.
Hold on.
I know.
As important as having a website?
Yeah.
I know.
Having an app.
No is the wrong answer.
Oh, I know. Accepting Apple Pay.
Is the wrong answer.
I knew that wasn't the answer.
Oh, I know.
VR?
Say again?
VR or AR?
AR. AR kit. It was what Tim said.
Really?
Okay.
Patrice was doing some kind of
nice
pirate.
Job, Patrice. I knew he was big on AR. I didn't figure he'd say that for retail, but now it makes a little sense.
But
it must have been in relation to the IKEA stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. So Tim Cook said, and this is a quote from him, that it would be as important as having a website for retailers this year.
It's a bit of a stretch, but okay.
But yeah, there we go.
I think so.
I don't think McDonald's needs an AR app so I can look at my my Big Mac before I actually order it.
Before you order it.
AR.
The pirate app.
All right.
All right, moving on. Steady on, fellas.
Patrice.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to go with 15.
15?
He's avoiding that number, isn't he?
He's got no choice, mate. He's going to get down to it eventually. The FBI revealed how much it pays for the San Bernardino hacking tool this year. How much did they pay to within 50K?
150,000.
Wrong answer.
$1 million.
Wow.
Okay. Is the wrong answer.
5 million.
What? Is the wrong answer.
I just wanted to see it.
Maybe that was what
James,
was rumored.
James, have a guess, mate. Or did you have a guess? You had 120, didn't you?
250.
Yeah, I was thinking 250, yeah.
It was $900,000.
Wow. It's a weird amount. It's
close. 350 at right. Tesco.
I did say within 50K, didn't I? So
Yeah. No one got it. No
is that in Bitcoin or in money?
James, pick a number, mate. Is it James's round? It's James's round.
It is. Yes, number 26, please.
26.
Someone stole hand signals this year using the Apple Watch. Who stole them?
Stole what?
Someone stole hand signals this year using the Apple Watch. Who was it?
Is that a British thing?
No.
No.
It's an American thing. Oh, my God, California.
Hand signals?
Yes, hand signals. You know, baseball, football, basketball, hand signals, coach to the people. Tom Brady got busted for it a couple of years back. Stealing hand signals with a camcorder.
It's a sports ball thing.
Yeah, it's a baseball guy who was wearing his Apple Watch.
I want to know who it was that stole them. I don't need the name of the person. I just need the team.
Oh, is it the Steelers?
that well-known baseball team, the Steelers, no.
Football.
Funny enough, no.
Dude, it's my favorite team.
It's the Cowboys, is it then?
What does I wear that hat on this show?
Doc,
let's see, me, get the Andy point, and Doc. And I, okay, Chiefs. I'm going to get the point. Hold up. Doing the point. Hold up.
Andy and we have a drum roll for Doc's point.
Andy and Nako and I always, and Dave Kalo always wear our Boston Red Sox hats on this show religiously. Yeah. Like, if you look at any old footage, Andy, myself, and Dave will be wearing Red Sox hats. The Red Sox got busted.
It was the Red Sox. I have no idea how they did that, but it was good. They stole hand signals using an Apple Watch. That was incredible.
Just put a sock on your head.
Is it Ellison Muller?
Yep.
Ellison Muller?
Is it my turn to pick?
Pick a number.
If you want to.
I'm going to go for 32.
Already gone.
Gone. It's gone.
Gone.
Say 30.
Yeah, 30.
It's gone. Anything from 29 onwards is gone.
28.
28. Okay. You two are like Waldorf and Stadler. You really are. The EU took one of its member states to task over Apple's tax affairs this year.
Oh, I know this one.
Who is it?
Ireland.
Republic of Ireland.
Ireland.
Well done. 2 points to Muller and Ellis.
Oh, famous close.
At the end of that round, Adam, the score's
an easy one then.
I am the lead with 9, followed by Ellis and Muller with 8, followed by Doc making a comeback at 7. Then Patrice
cheated, just let you know.
James with 6, cheated. And James is still back at 4. Cheated.
Oh, we need to help James then. Oh,
yep.
James.
Pick 9.
Oh, you've had good, you've got a brand new MacBook Pro. That's why you're last, mate. No one's going to help you.
I heard that.
Everybody hates me. Everybody hates me.
That one cheated. That one's cheated.
Did you guys hear the leaked photos out of Ireland that they're making a phone that you basically open by licking it? It's called the Blarney phone.
That's right. That's racist. That's terrible.
Blarney phone.
Oh, dear. I've written 36 questions open to get past 40 minutes this year. We're going to not get past 40 minutes. Should we do Christmas
you
picks?
You don't think so?
Should we do a Christmas picks at the end?
Sure.
Pick the best Christmas present of the year for Apple. There we go. That'll do. Right, Doc, pick a number.
Oh, you bugger. Let's see. Man, my numbers are out of order, so now I'm trying to find what we did in pay.
Yeah, I've been putting them in order.
7, 9, 11, 12, 13, 18, 19,
20,
23, 25, 27. I said 7. KB Lake processors hit the Apple lineup this year, but in which month was the processor officially announced by Intel?
That's
tough.
It's a 1 in 12.
February.
A 1 in 12.
That's a great shout, but it's the wrong answer. A 1 in 12.
January?
It's January.
It's January, said Patrice. Sorry, mate. Yeah, January.
Patrice got it. Nice.
He did.
Well, the Patrice point. Bonus point. James needed that more than anyone, but he's got a new Mac, so we're not going to give it him.
He even got
he could have looked on the side of the box, man.
Such a dreaming, man. Have you, can you send a text? I haven't got my phone with me, James. Can you send a text to Will and just check he's still alive, please?
Yeah, see if he's...
Because he hasn't turned up yet.
Will on the train.
Adam, your guess, mate.
Let's go with 11.
11. Who took over the Siri lead this year, and who did they take it over from? It's a Christmas cracker. 2 points available.
Who took over the Siri lead?
The Siri lead was taken over by... From
Cortana Alexa.
Boom.
Was it Air Force One?
He took over the Siri lead, correct?
Correct. From Eddie Q?
That's 3 points. Well done, mate.
Ooh.
4 points. Sorry, 4 points. Because it was a Christmas cracker.
Lucky Woo-hoo. Needs the points.
Aren't the Christmas crackers more exciting, chaps?
No, because
the yes. How many points does Adam get for the comb-over?
Oh,
Air Force One. Give over, man.
Oh, he's getting a bit nasty.
A little too much gel today.
You're just pissed because
Air Force Christmas. Yeah, I don't have any hair. I don't care.
Exactly. Yeah. You're pissed because he's got hair.
Look, there you go. Now you get the Conan.
It's
no, no, it's shit. Like Bob's big boy.
Adam's been Superman all along.
He's looking a bit orange as well. He's looking a bit...
Well
wow,
done.
Muller. Wow. Muller,
I got a little Oompa Loompa in me. Is that what you're saying?
No, but if you want some. Patrice.
I'm going to go for 12.
Say 12. Nine already, Patrice, please.
Chamberlain revealed a HomeKit compatible device for motorists this year. What was that product?
Steering wheel.
Ah, it wasn't shit. Clue. There's a clue. It was not shit. I don't know if it was very good, but it wasn't actually a pile of shit.
For motorists. Garage door opener?
It was a garage door opener,
nice
dude!
Oh, no.
And he Googled that with one hand on his left ear.
No,
that's impressive. I'm joking.
No clue whatsoever.
That's 2 points for Patrice. That's a very good 2 points, actually. I had dibs on him getting sod all there.
I didn't hear the numbers.
Where's Will? Do we know where Will is? Still don't know where Will is. No?
1 second. Ewan?
Yes.
I've got Will on the phone. He's outside the Coca-Cola factory and completely lost as there's no road signs or anything. And it's
I sent him
cold.
A freaking map with like circle. Here's the train station. Circle, here's me.
Where's the Coca-Cola factory?
The postcode is the wrong thing to follow to get here. Tell him to come back to the station, where the station is. And when you get to that crossroads, instead of turning left for the station, go straight over. you want to tell him that or not?
Do you want me to get him?
It's probably talking. He's a little bit stressed, young Ewan. He's a little bit lost.
Okay, but that's his own fault.
Send Ellis on reconnaissance.
Ellis, send him the details.
Do you mind going and saving Will from the sharks and toads?
Ellis is going to send you some information. All right, Will.
Ellis is going to walk back out of the estate, and he's going to walk back towards the crossroads. Yeah. Tell Will to walk back to the crossroads where the station is.
He said walk back to the crossroads where the station is.
And Ellis will meet him.
Ellis will meet you there, mate, all right?
Ellis, are you all right with that, mate?
Yeah, I'm good.
Thanks, mate.
Okay. Is that all right?
You get a free curry out of this, dude. Don't worry.
Ellis gets 5 points for saving the geezer.
Yeah, if you bring Ellis back before the end of the show, you get 5 bonus points.
Nice.
You're not having pizza. We're going. You want pizza?
Yeah.
I want pizza. I'll go get Will.
It might take you a little bit longer.
It'll cost you $1,000 in airfare.
5 a.m. there. Is that the end of the round?
No, we're having another go.
Muller, if it was only $1,000, I would be there.
That was, I think we're on James, because that was Patrice's question.
Yep.
Right?
It was 12.
The garage door.
Oh, the garage door. Yeah. James is counseling Will. James, Will be on the big show later, though.
Will be.
Good podcast audio. Will. Someone on the phone.
It's obviously bad because he's on mute. Let's go to Muller. We'll have Muller's question first.
What numbers are left?
9.
Can't have that one.
Surprisingly. 13. 18. 19. 20. 23. 25. And 20.
13, because it's unlucky.
13, good man. Who starred in the Siri movie this year?
There was a Siri movie?
In inverted commas. Who starred in the Siri movie
this year? I know where he's going with this.
You do know the answer to this, Muller.
I know the answer to
this. You're going to kick yourself, mate.
A Siri movie? Siri movie. It's not Siri though, is it? It's going to be something.
Well, it's to do. It was an event. It was a cinematic type experience with Siri using this person to endorse it.
I don't know.
I know.
Come on.
All right, Doc, go.
Can you smell what the Rock is cooking?
I hope he's wrong now.
Dwayne Johnson.
There he is. He's right.
Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, yes.
You guys don't have wrestling over there?
It was
in
the
UK?
TV commercials.
Yeah, we have it.
Or I don't know if it was a TV commercial. It was a promotional thing that Apple did.
We have it. We just know it's shit. It's called the Siri movie.
Right, yeah. But it was like
in space and... Where Siri,
it was a series of promotional videos, right. And I don't know if they ran as ads or if they were only online. But.
What I can't work out is the fact that Siri doesn't work at my house when I've got full bars on my phone, but it works in outer space for Doc. The Rock, sorry, not Doc.
For The Rock.
The Rock and The Rock are the same.
End of the round, Adam. Scores on the last round coming up.
We still need James to go.
We're waiting on James. James is still counseling Will, however.
You know that Dwayne is home right now, so I've seen him like 3 times in the last 2 weeks.
Is he back? Here's an interesting thing, because I do work for a gym firm who are making a machine, and apparently Dwayne's been sent one of the machines free of charge to train. Doc, do you actually know Dwayne?
Yeah.
Do you actually know him?
Yeah.
So there's a company I work for called Limitless, and they've sent him a free trainer. From what I understand, and it's a really, really, it's a friggin' incredible device. If I send you a link to the video, would you send it to him?
Yeah, I'll look it up.
All right, man. Thank you. There we go. Are you ready, James? Is Will okay?
No, he's really lost. It's very dark and there's no road signs.
There is.
And he didn't follow the friggin' map that I drew him that said, come down, turn left, turn right.
So that means he's just done everything opposite. He came out and turned right.
I've sent my firstborn child out to save him. If Ellis dies, it'll be on Will's head.
Oh my God. I wish I could have tuned in the conversation so you could have heard it. It was brilliant. But there you go.
Mr. Rickards, pick a number for God's sake.
Can somebody else do it? I've lost.
9, 18, 19, 9. 20, 23. No, you can't pick 9. Don't pick 9.
You can't have 9.
I'll have 20.
20. 20. An important patent for the iPod expired this year. What did the patent relate to? An important patent for the iPod expired this year. For what did the patent relate to?
Color.
Wrong answer. No, throwing it
out. Click wheel.
Click wheel.
No.
I'm going to say MP3.
It is the MP3 format.
Patrice. Oh, that's great. Nice job, Patrice.
Well, it's a German patent, so.
It wasn't just the iPod, though.
Nine.
Trick question. For everything.
Nine. At the end of that round, Adam, the scores on the doors
are... Oh, my God. You're not going to believe this. So I'm still in the lead, luckily, just by a hair with 13. Patrice is now in second place with 10.
Wow.
Followed by Doc and Ellison Muller tied both at 8. And James still at 4.
Yeah, but he's got a new Mac, so we don't give a shit.
Wait a minute. I've just been the Will Green hotline for, you know, the stress that I've had to go through.
I'll give James 2 points for helping.
2 points for that. All right.
No, me. No.
Okay.
I'll go and give him some.
No, the only thing you'd ever give Will Green is a hard time. Well, yeah, don't lie.
Well, right. Ellis and Muller are going to get 5 points if they make it back with Will. So we got to hurry up. Let's go.
It's the last round. It's the last round. This is really exciting, isn't it? It's the last round. There is only 6 questions left, which means that everyone gets one question, and then there's one question at the end.
Which will be 9.
Which could be a Christmas cracker, which will get you enough to get over the line. So, I love the Christmas crackers. I've come up with a great idea there, haven't I? Doc, pick a number.
Christmas is on the 25th, 25.
Good man. This couldn't have fallen better for you. What did Jay-Z do earlier in the part of this year to Apple Music?
Ruined it.
He released 444 exclusively on Apple Music.
Wrong answer. Absolutely wrong.
He left. He left Apple Music?
Yeah, he pulled all of his albums from Apple Music because he owns Tidal.
Patrice with the point.
Yeah. Hey.
Patrice with the bonus point. That really pulls things back towards Adam.
Ooh.
Whoop.
Yeah. Sweating it now.
That's weird. I didn't notice that the album was missing from my phone.
Yeah, no, he pulled all of his albums completely and put them on Tidal. And then when 444 came out, he had a week or 2 weeks of exclusivity, and then he went back on. Yeah.
That one's got Tidal.
He's got Tidal. He owns Tidal.
Yeah, but nobody uses it.
He does.
He does.
But he's got a free subscription as well.
Well, he probably has. He's the only one.
Adam, pick a number.
How about 27?
We've got 5 points. 5 points for us.
Have you found a green?
We've got 5 points. Well done.
Oh,
William
Green!
That's a cool
name. For finding Will, you should have to give up 5 points.
We got the 5 points.
Dude,
you got it.
Grab a chair and join your team. They're doing all right, isn't it? The chair's over there. Look, there you go. Grab a stool. That one there.
Is this on? No, it's not, is it?
I turned it off at the bottom because you're wasting battery your time.
Wait, I have a question. If it was that fast for Ellis to go find him, how the hell you lost when you're like 30 feet away from the joint?
Well, squeeze over, mate. Squeeze over. You guys squeeze up together like you pretend that
I'm
you're
sorry, not 30 feet, 10 meters.
I don't know. Just...
Finally. Muller, move over, mate. Move over.
Hey.
Finally, Larry, Moe and Curly are reunited.
Hey.
Curly in the middle.
What they say about
Curly in the middle. Oh, awesome.
Well, we get a cracker?
We got 5 points because you went and fixed it.
Yeah.
You got bonus points for saving Will.
Yeah.
Ellis is wearing gloves because he thinks he's playing Assassin's Creed.
No, because it was cold outside and I just got back in and can't be able to take them off.
Okay. Hello, Will Green, says James Rickards.
Hey, Jim.
There we go.
Hello, matey.
Adam, pick a number, mate.
27.
Still 27. Which furniture firm used Apple's AR kit to develop their furniture sales this year?
IKEA
is the correct Swedes. Answer. Will knew the answer, but that's bad luck, mate, because it wasn't your question.
Oh.
Sorry, pal.
That's all right.
It seems I've got headphones.
Oh, you got headphones. He's got headphones.
He needs a headset.
We got him, mate.
Yeah, yeah, I got him one.
Okay. Patrice, your question, mate.
I'm going to go for 23.
He's going to go for... Oh, no.
You know
I'm not
going to
go for the 9.
You can't
Sorry.
Give him 23, because I think I had that.
Apple, no, 23 is open.
23 is open. Apple Park came into being officially this year. How many trees were sourced for the new Apple HQ?
Oh.
I'll give it to you within 500.
Ooh.
Wait, what?
I think it's about 20,000.
Shush.
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
I'm going to say 25,200.
It's the wrong answer. Yeah. Throwing it open.
Well, same number then.
9,000.
It's 9,000 point to Adam. It's a bang on, actually. It's exactly 9,000. How do you know that, Google?
Adam is going to win.
Great Google. I Google it. I know this stuff. I cover this stuff all year.
Oh, you know that.
Adam Grew from Seeds. I like spend
I'm winding up because there was an interview. This was incredible. When I was researching this for the questions, there was an interview with Apple's arborealist.
Yeah, what? Yeah. Apple there was a big controversy over this because they were saying they were buying up all the trees in the area and people couldn't get them for their homes, which was not true. But that was the allegation, was that Apple was creating a run on trees.
There are only three questions left to choose.
And Patrice, you picked a question that had the answer 9 in it, and you still got it wrong.
Yes, that's a good point. So you should have picked 9.
9 is not my lucky number.
9.
9. 9.
James is up.
It's James. Go for it, mate.
He needs a 10-point question.
Can I have 9?
No.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
You can have. It's fine. No, can't. Question 9. German company Weberhaus began supporting HomeKit for what this year?
Is it doors, door locks?
No.
Oh, gosh.
German company Weberhaus began supporting HomeKit for what this year?
BMW.
No.
Humidifier.
No, for their
I knew the German would get it, which is why I made it question 9, because he wasn't going to pick it.
Yeah.
Did he get it?
Yeah, he got it. It's their houses. They said the AR kit is compatible with Weberhaus. House. Yeah. There we go. House.
House.
The houses. The company.
Oh, man. So close.
You suckers. There's only 2 questions left. It's down
to... That was James's question, gone. Right?
We're down to the 3 window lickers. Here
Ellis
we go.
And Muller. Yeah.
Ellis, and Muller, and Will. Will. Will additional will brain power now.
13
and 19. Hey, I wouldn't go as far as that.
What numbers are left?
18 and 19.
18 or 19.
We'll pick the number, the winning number.
Number 19, I think.
Oh, it's not a Christmas cracker. Apple Pay officially was announced in Italy this year on the 16th of May. On which day did Apple Pay officially launch in Germany?
No, is that a trick question? It hasn't. That's the point. It's never been
I'm laughing so hard. I think I'm going to pass out. The correct answer is
9.
What's the correct answer for that, Patrice?
Never.
9. 9. 9 Apple Pay.
But they got that one, right?
Oh, fella, give me credit.
Where do we get both?
Yeah, they got that one, right?
I told you it was a 2-point question.
Try to breathe.
Right, here we go. Let's see if the deciding question actually makes a difference, because it might. Adam scores on the doors.
Oh, my God. It is so close. I am still in the lead, barely at 16, followed by Ellis, Will, and Muller at 15, followed by Patrice at 12, Doc at 8, James at 6.
James has got a new MacBook Pro, though, so we don't care.
That means James is out, really, he shouldn't.
In which case, then, here we go. First, fingers on the buzzers, chaps. The last question, question 18, is which company was the first to announce CarPlay for truck drivers in April?
Oh, Peterbilt.
Wrong Mercedes? Answer.
Wrong Dodge. Answer. Dodge.
Wrong answer.
Volvo.
MAN.
That's a great guess, but they were second. Oh, bad luck, okay. Will Green. That's the most sensible thing you said in 2 years.
MAN?
No, the answer's Scania. Bad luck, everyone. Adam's the winner.
Woohoo! By one point. Second,
yeah, that's pretty good.
That by was like barely.
I've got to say that
exactly.
The old fat bastard in red can piss off because that's the best quiz we've ever had. Well done.
Yeah, that was great.
Congratulations, was awesome. Adam. Congratulations, mate. Well done. Woo-hoo.
It's okay, Adam. I win by the election.
So what I get bragging rights for a year. Is that the prize?
Absolutely. You are the Christmas Mac Show champion. And we have two slots.
You took over from me.
If you want to get retribution, fellas, we've got two slots available on the Big Show. There are two open ports on the Big Show for people to dial in. So if you'd like to come back for the Big Show to do the Christmas quiz on the Big Show.
I would love to, but I've got
it. It is your general knowledge. It's your proper tech knowledge, not your Apple knowledge. So there we go. Have we got any Christmas recommendations?
Oh, I have.
You can only have one.
Buy everybody in your family AirPods and they will love you.
Yeah, AirPods are great. 98% sir.
Buy me some AirPods and I love you.
James, what is your recommendation? Don't say it's your MacBook Pro because it hasn't broken yet.
I've just discovered this new game and it is so good. Everybody I show it to are just in love with it. It plays so well and it's free. It's called Reckless Getaway 2 by the lovely company called Pixelbyte, who make the best apps, games ever. They're brilliant. So Getaway 2 by Reckless Pixelbyte. It's brilliant.
Excellent, mate. Good Christmas pick. Anyone else got a Christmas present? You can do it from the whole year. It doesn't have to be something you haven't picked. You can do something you have picked. What's a Christmas pick that you'd recommend for everyone?
I thought you said it was an Apple pick.
Well, it's got to be Apple-y based, yeah. But what's your best Christmas pick for Apple?
A Nokia watch.
The Nokia watch? Yeah. It's compatible with the iPhone. Muller, you've got the new Nokia watch. What's it like?
Yeah, it's very good. It's a bit thinner than the original. It looks exactly the same. And now it doesn't steam up.
Which is always a win.
Other than that, it's exactly the same as the old one. Apart from it's got Nokia on it instead of Withings.
Excellent, mate. Good pick. Thank you very much. Anyone else got a Christmas must-have pick?
I'm going to pick Moment lenses for the iPhones. Have you seen these guys? Moment lenses. They are professional quality lenses designed for the iPhone. So they basically took the Oloclip style idea, but made it for people that are more a little bit on the pro tip. They're pretty incredible.
Excellent, mate. Cost?
Roughly about, I want to call it $250.
Okay, $250 is good. Awesome. Jesus, what is $250? £2, $2.50.
No, $250. I said professional lenses, partner.
Okay, fair enough. Patrice has got one, he's holding it up.
Yeah, that is a case/a power bank for the Apple Watch.
I picked that this year, and it is brilliant.
It is awesome. I mean, I got it a couple of weeks ago. I was traveling a bit, and this is awesome. I mean, it has a power bank. I think that's big enough for, I think, two or three charges of the iPhone. Yeah. And then you can basically put your Apple Watch in there at night, use it as a nightstand. It closes up and it's awesome for traveling. It has even a USB port, so you could, as I said, connect your iPhone or whatever you want to do with it.
Yeah, great pick. I love that. I've got Smart one of those and it's superb. It's brilliant. The only thing I've got a problem with is it doesn't work. So I've got a lovely leather strap that I bought from Amazon, which fits my big fat wrists, but it doesn't work with that. Because it's a longer strap, it doesn't fit in the sodding thing.
Yeah.
So I got a pick for people who are like me and Apple wants to charge them $250 to put a piece of glue on an Apple Watch. Something I bought years ago. I have the old version, but the iFixit Pro Tech Toolkit.
Totally.
If you need to work on your, I bought it years ago and it's been one of the best purchases. I've used it over and over again to do repairs and deal with stuff on my older Apple products. It's got every screw and bolt and I just use it even for like day to day, like the little tiny screws on, you know, battery enclosures and all that sort of stuff. So worth the investment.
I bought it 18 months ago based on your recommendation and it is with me 100% of the time in the office. I keep it.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Really, really good. Yeah.
It's a must have.
Anyone else got anything?
I got one, but you can take the mic.
Oh, God. Would we, Will?
Yes, you would, especially when you hear it. It's the most rubbish pick in the world. But, you know, when you grow a sort of emotional attachment to to an object. Mm-hmm. So my laptop, it's an old MacBook Air, and there's nothing wrong with the cable, but the chargey bit, you know, that you plug it into, it doesn't work. So I've got a plastic spoon, and if you get the bottom edge, not the big bit, the bottom bit of your plastic spoon, then sort of leave a... Shut up.
The handle. Go on, the handle. You get the handle.
You leave the little sort of mag connector back, then you put your plastic spoon in there, then it charges, because otherwise it'll start to charge, and then it stops, and then it starts, and then it stops. Whereas with my beautiful plastic spoon, it keeps on charging and charging. It's absolutely fantastic. So if you've got trouble with the connecting, then I...
Is that even with the new charger I gave you?
Yeah, it's nothing wrong with the cable.
No, it's just the corrosion.
Yeah, on the old air. But my plastic spoon.
That's a great tip.
I know. And I have become emotionally attached to it. And I don't take it to bed with me or anything like that, but I do look at it.
No one would judge if you did.
No, but I do look at it with loving eyes. It's a thing of beauty. It's white. It's a white plastic spoon. We've got the show
title. And James put
real green spoons with his computer.
£1 95 for 100 on eBay. Yeah.
£1.95 for 100. Brilliant. Superb. Ellis, have you got an Apple pick? Mouth to mic.
Depending on what.
Which app? Have you got an app that you love?
No, it's not an app. It's a game.
Go on then. Isn't that nice? Look at the camera.
Well, I believe you can get it on PC, and as well, you can either use Steam or... Sign off, Muller. you probably use Steam, or if it's available on disc. But if you're one for following up loads of stories, which have told over a certain amount of time, then this is the game. The game is Assassin's Creed Origins. But
it is good. It's not available really on Mac, good. Though. Unfortunately,
it leads up to all of the other games.
Steam only.
Not going to say how, but it makes sense of all the other games. And
it is. It's good.
Very good.
I've heard really good stuff about that from my friends who are into that sort of thing. But no Mac version, right? Of course not.
Well, you play on Steam. Get that stuff. You can play it on Steam though, can't you?
Yeah, you can get Steam on Mac.
Through Mac, so
yeah.
Oh, is that the new like virtual service?
Yeah.
Look, you can stream it to your PC, to your Mac.
Well, you can play it on Steam, so if you can get Steam on your Mac, you can play
it. You can get PS4 and you can attach it to your monitor.
But I've got to say, I've got it on the Xbox One here, and it is absolutely superb. I was really dismissive of it at the start, because it was like, why am I paying £50 for a new map? Because that's all it is. And it's not. It's really, really cool. It really is cool. So, well done, Ellis. Good pick, mate. I like that. I like that a lot.
Can I play it without playing the others, then?
We're done for the year. No. That is it. It is all over. There is no more BTN for 2017. If you would like to support us, that's great. We would love to have you. We will be sending you an email if you're a subscriber on Patreon or via the PayPal subscription, because we've been given a free piece of software for you for recovery from your iDevice. We'll be sending that to you. It is free of charge to every single BTN listener. And we will send it on to you. But that's only if you're a subscriber. So you've got to be either in Patreon or in the PayPal system in order to get that. BritishTechNetwork.com/subscriptions if you'd like to subscribe to BTN. We've had a great year. It's been an awesome year. Thanks to everyone who's taken part, especially these guys. Doc gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning to come and do the show. Adam's up at 7 every morning. And they turn out and give their time free of charge. We couldn't afford to pay anyone for anything of this. And thanks to everyone that's done all the support in the back room. Anders, Wheaters, Righty Boy particularly, who's done very much this year in the background, and Camps as well, the other trustees. So please, 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 we'll see you in the new year. We'll be back around the 5th or 6th or something like that, whenever it is. But have a great Christmas, and we'll be back for the big show at 8 p.m. It plans to be a riot, because we're going for a curry now, and we're going to drink heavily during the curry. And then tomorrow night, don't forget, Will.
Oh, yes. If you listen to British Mark, I've no idea why you would want to listen to it, but it's there. Every year we
great plug, dude. Yeah, keep going.
It's we have a meetup, and we're going to meet at 7:30 in the Tontine, and we're going to have a few beers, and then we go for a curry, and that's about it, really. So yeah. So if
now,
mate,
yeah. I'm not drinking. Are we going to be eating before 11:30?
I guess so. Yes, I hope so.
Yeah, good.
Great to see that someone is as good in marketing as I am.
Well, you know, I've been on courses and
that's tomorrow night. It's a bit short notice, but tomorrow night.
Yes, it's tomorrow night.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm going to try and get this show posted tonight. So I'm going to set it running when we go to the curry house, and it should be up tonight. So we should be
brilliant. Ready. So 7:30 at the Tontine, which is if you go to the Iron Bridge, and if you have the river at the back of you, and you look straight ahead. You'll see the Tontine.
If it's the front of you, you're going to get wet.
Yeah. It's game over if it's the front of you. I'm not asking anybody.
Oh, see you in 2018. 2017's been shit. Keith Chegwin died, who was a good mate. I'm sorry, but it can piss off now. I'm done. See you next year. Thanks for listening.
See you then.